Welcome to this Connectivites slash News Digest slash whatever we're calling it this week. This is our post E3 press conference edition. I'm Mike Sklenz. I'm here with I'm here with Andy.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Doing all right. And Alex.
Hey.
So we just finished the press conference about an hour ago. There was a little bit of extra stuff on the live stream on Nintendo's website afterwards. So stuck around and watched a little bit of that. We're just going to spit hot fire about what we thought about it. Do you guys have any, like, what's your initial reaction?
I guess I really thought I'd be surprised. There's nothing there that was surprising at all. It was in that we have our mini game collection. We have our one new core title, which is Pikmin. And we have third-party games that came out already. There wasn't really anything that surprised me, which in and of itself surprises me, because I really thought they were going to be on the ball with some bombs, and there were no bombs to be found.
Yeah, you'd think. I mean, how long have they been preparing for this? And Retro's working on something, right? What the fuck is Retro working on? How could they not show it?
Well, because I wanted to know more about the way their online interface is going to work. I want to know more about, like, their Nintendo Network centralized account system. I wanted to know more about, like, okay, if I break my system, can I re-download my games that I own? I wanted to learn more things like that. I wanted to learn more about the infrastructure, and they really didn't care to tell us about any of that, which makes me wonder if they've got it figured out. I really thought that they had their shit together, and I'm not so convinced anymore.
What do you think, Alex?
Let me put it this way. Well, I'm going to put it in two different ways. The first is that I kept up with the Nintendo official website stream, and if you were looking at those quick tweets and stuff, no one was impressed by the end of the conference.
Yeah.
Everyone was bored, and me personally, I thought that, like, the way it started, great. I love how it hinted towards Pikmin. Maybe we'll get a couple more game hints. It started at, like, a 10 out of 10 for me, devolved into, like, a 5.
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, they started with such promise. And, you know, they said on Sunday night, this press conference is going to be all about the games. We only have an hour. Reggie reiterated it. I don't know why they did that whole Nintendo Direct thing, and then Reggie reiterated, like, what felt like at least a third of it on stage. Like, yeah. I thought you did that earlier so you wouldn't have to do this on stage. But here we are again doing it. They said they were going to show us 23 games, and I guess they did, if you include everything in the sizzle reels and stuff. But yeah, they started out with Pikmin 3, and it looked like things were going to go very well initially. Pikmin 3 looks absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it looked almost photorealistic to me.
I'm really excited about it. I think the game looks great, but I know that some people were excited about the fact that the game hadn't been around for a long time, meaning that they may be kind of overhauling the way it plays. I don't think they're overhauling the way it plays. I think it looks like the natural evolution of Pikmin 1 to Pikmin 2, and then Pikmin 2 to Pikmin 3. It looks pretty... It looks on par, which is fine, because I love those first two games, and I would have had to adjust to a drastic departure, but aside from the graphics being better, and from a few more Pikmin types, like, the rock Pikmin look really cool, and I love...
Well, and you've got the four captains, too. Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, I mean, but that's, once again, that's just the natural extension we had. We went from 1 to 2, and now 2 to four. And I like the way the Pikmin tear the walls down. I think that looks really neat. It looks a lot more... It looks like the environment is more dynamic, and that may not be true, but it looks cool, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that it's going to be very good. I don't think anyone has any doubts in their mind, but the thing I was noticing about this, above anything, is that it was the start of a trend in the conference, that there were a lot of games being shown, but not a lot of dates.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Reggie did say... right after on Spike TV, he was talking with Jeff Keighley, and he said that all the games they showed are either our launch or launch window.
So, oh, wow, great.
Yeah, so all this all that stuff they showed should be out in relatively short order.
How hard would it have been for him to say that during the press conference?
You'd think, you know, when he said we're showing 23 games, all he would have to do is say, and they'll all be out in the launch window. Like, which, and launch window for this thing, if it comes out around Thanksgiving, is basically going to be until the end of the year.
January.
Yeah, maybe bleeding into January a bit.
Did they actually say on because we have in our notes that you manage a swarm of 100 Pikmin. Did they mention that 100 Pikmin? I was kind of thinking maybe with the HD system we might be able to bump that number up a little bit.
They probably could bump it up. I would guess they probably didn't for gameplay concerns. Like, it might be too much to manage for the player.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. And, well, it also looked like if you could have four different teams with four different commanders, so maybe you could theoretically control 400 Pikmin that way.
That'd be pretty cool.
Because they said in that one mode, you can swap between the four different commanders, and you can, you know, have... You can be working in this corner of the map over here, and then this commander's working in this corner of the map, and you're controlling all four of them with the gamepad.
And Pikmin 2, so, you can only have 100 Pikmin out, regardless of how you were using Olimar and Louie, so...
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool for them to, now that hardware's not a constraint anymore, bump that up to however many you feel like you can manage is how many you can manage, but I guess that's not the way they do things.
Well, they had to put a hard limit on it, otherwise you could just amass an army of 1,000 Pikmin and just beat the game instantly. Like, there's a gameplay constraint in there somewhere where if they give you too many, the game probably becomes too easy.
Perhaps. I thought it was interesting that they basically just seemed to design the game to be played on the gamepad or remote nunchuck, depending on how you want to do it. Because they mentioned that charge move, and they first mentioned how it maps to the nunchuck. Well, what if I don't want to play with a nunchuck? Like, I...
Yeah, well, you know, they've got a gyroscope in the gamepad. You can just shake that, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
It seems like they... Obviously, this game started as a Wii game.
Yeah, it does kind of seem
so
that.
So that seems why... That's why there's a dedicated nunchuck and remote setup, and then they've grafted in this secondary setup
now that
they have the Wii U. And why throw out the old control scheme if it works fine?
I mean...
Yeah, fair enough.
We'll get into this in a bit. But do you guys think that this would have been much better if it was switched with the last title that was shown during the conference?
You mean...
Yeah. I mean, if you want to end on a bang...
And this is that bang.
And the thing is, to me, Pikmin... In this press conference, Pikmin 3 was the big bang, but it shouldn't have been.
No, like, game you've known about for 4 years should be the big bang. Yeah.
It should have been a good game to highlight in the middle of the press conference, and you start with something absolutely massive and end with something absolutely massive. That's what Microsoft starts with Halo 4, and you know, and that looked really interesting. And then they end with, I mean, Black Ops 2 looks. I could give a shit about that game, but it's a big title at least. They're ending
right.
with. And then everything in the middle is where you put like the other stuff.
Well, let's move on from Pikmin 3 because I don't think they showed enough of the game for us to talk about it too much. I mean, I'm excited. This is wow. This is the game I'm buying a Wii U for. Now that they've shown it and it's a known commodity and I can look at it and say, "Yep, that's Pikmin 3." I'm buying a Wii U and I'm buying it for
this will be one of the first games I buy for my Wii U, but I don't think I'm buying a Wii U for this game.
I am.
Well, do you think this is going
to I don't know.
Well, do you think this is going to be a launch title?
Oh, it's got to be.
It'll be launch window. It may not come out. It may be like Pikmin 1, which wasn't a launch title, but came out like 2 weeks later.
Yeah. And then Reggie went into a little bit of info about the system, confirmed that it will support 2 gamepads. That was like probably the biggest news.
I thought it was interesting the way he highlighted that. It seemed like a direct fuck you to the people who would talk about nothing else for the better part of a year.
Honestly, I'm surprised they didn't bring it up during Nintendo Direct. It seemed odd.
I'm surprised they didn't just show a sizzle reel of people doing it and then call it that.
It looked like, and Reggie even said that they're only showing single gamepad games today. They're just starting to work on dual gamepad, so they probably just got it working, so they didn't have anything to show for it.
Yeah, but they could have faked it.
They
could have shown a sizzle reel of a prepaid, of Zombie U without even. Maybe not even Zombie U, just some random game with Miis running across the screen and had 2 gamepads going, and then just that would have been the news. But the fact that I guess what I'm saying is the fact that they even bothered to like stop and talk about it tells me that Nintendo hears their criticism more loudly than we may think they do.
Yeah. Well, and then he went on to go over Miiverse a little bit, but that's kind of already been covered, so we're not really going to talk about it here. And then they brought out, talk about how every Nintendo console should launch with a Mario game, and they're launching this one, the new Super Mario Bros. U, which, honestly, this may just be me, but I don't count that as a fucking Mario game, I'm sorry. It's a spin-off. As far as I'm concerned, New Super Mario Bros. In its entirety, the entire franchise of New Super Mario Bros. Is a damn spin-off. It's not real. I played the first one, I thought it was alright, but it's a gimmick. I don't understand. This is not a AAA title.
It's not a AAA title, but I'm kind of excited about it. I I liked what they showed. I think it looks more interesting than a lot of the other crap we've seen in the other new Super Mario games so far.
I agree with that.
I think it looks better than the weird, like, coins are crazy everywhere thing they're showing in the other one.
Yeah, that looked...
I've still never beaten the Wii one, but I did play a lot of the DS one. I'll get it, and I hesitate to say I'm looking forward to it, but I'll probably enjoy it when I play it, so...
Here's the thing of why I don't think new Super Mario Brothers, especially on the Wii and the Wii U, is not a major big deal, is because it is a game that is designed to be played with four people. I want a deep, engrossing, single-player Mario game. I want Mario Galaxy. Like, that is a Mario game to me. This is some nonsense side spin-off that should only cost $30, as far as I'm concerned.
Or downloadable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It should be. All games are supposed to be downloadable, so...
That's true. I hear your complaints. I don't know that I agree with you across the board, but I do think that this doesn't really fit the bill as a launch Mario platformer.
No.
You know, all...
It fits the bill as much as Luigi's Mansion did for the GameCube.
Exactly. You know, when Reggie talks about how the one thing we always hear about is there should be a Mario game at launch, well, yeah, but if you think about every Mario game that he's referring to Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario World, and Super Mario 64. Three drastically different games. Three games that we had never seen anything like before. Even Mario World.
This is a sequel.
Even Mario World was fairly similar to Mario 3, but still pretty different. This game does not feel different, and that's the core problem as far as I'm concerned. This game is just, it feels like more of the same. It's the third of four sequels, or I guess it'll be the fourth of four of four in the series by the time it comes out. So, I thought it looked better than the Wii one did. Let's put it that way.
Is anyone else concerned about the quality of these games that they're releasing very close to each other? They were clearly made by the same developers, and none of them look like they changed that much, except for the DS one, which we will talk about, and looks like it's full of gimmicks. But
I'm not concerned about the quality of it. I think they can handle the workload. And I think they can handle making these games. None of these games that they're showing, except for maybe Pikmin, are designed to break the bank creatively. I mean...
Yeah, it's very safe.
Yeah, they're not...
Honestly, I'm surprised they're calling it New Super Mario Bros. U, because graphically and like stylistically, it's got Yoshi and all this stuff. It seems to have more in common with Super Mario World. Why aren't they calling it New Super Mario World?
That's what I wanted them to call it, and I think everyone would have clapped harder if they called it that.
Yeah, it's got like people were mentioning yesterday, it's got, like, the 45-degree angle tilted pipes, and, like, the overworld looks like Mario World. Everything looks like Mario World, but it's called Mario Brothers.
I'm actually more surprised they didn't call it New Super Mario Brothers Wii 2.
Or New Super Mario Brothers World U.
Yeah.
Ugh, nonsense titles. I think the idea of the social window is a really cool idea.
We'll see how it actually works.
We'll see how it pans out, but in theory... The whole idea of this, for this whole concept of every game essentially has its own individual like Twitter feed, that is a really cool idea, and I'm really interested to see what they do with that.
Yeah, I think it could work really well, or it could just completely fall apart. It's all user generated content, so who knows?
Yeah, and then it also has this, what do they call it, boost mode, where you can use a gamepad can place platforms, but that seems kind of half interesting to me.
Yeah, we'll see about that. It doesn't look interesting really at all.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next up, we had Batman Arkham City Armored Edition. If you didn't get a chance to play the game last year or this year, in the many many months since it's been released,
and the Game of the Year edition just came out.
Yeah, it's not that I'm not happy that they have the game on the system, because I am. This is the kind of game that needs to be on the system. It's just, why spotlight it? You know, almost 12 months after it came out for a game, when it won't even be coming out until another 6 months down the road. That's just, don't talk about it that much. No one's buying a Wii U to play Batman Arkham City. Maybe they're playing it to play the next Batman game. You know, I mean, but we don't know about that one yet. So I don't want to see them talk about last year's 360 titles. That doesn't make me excited for the next Nintendo console. Even if it's a really good one, and Batman Arkham City, by all accounts, is. I actually haven't played my copy of it yet. It's been sitting on the shelf for a long time. But that's not why I'm interested in Nintendo's press conference. It has nothing to do with the quality of the game. It's just so incredibly not timely.
Yeah, it's, if this game had come out Like, if I could buy this game on the day Batman Arkham City came out, I would have bought the Wii U version in a heartbeat. The stuff they're adding to it looks really freaking cool.
It does.
The Wii U pad and the fact that Batman has like 600 gizmos with him, it's like it's a match made in heaven, really. Like, you can touch, I want to explode that piece of gel, not this piece of gel, you know, like, and you can do all these cool things that you wished you could have done in Arkham City or Arkham Asylum, and now you can because this added tablet gives you so much, you know, more to do, which is, it's great. I look forward to playing the third Batman game on the Wii U, but not the second one.
Yeah, if I didn't already have the game sitting on the shelf for PS3, I'd probably pick it up on Wii U, but I do because, once again, it came out about a year ago.
It'll have been out for more than a year by the time the Wii U comes out.
Yeah. Any thoughts on Batman, Alex?
I mean, it looks cool. I only played my copy for a few hours before it fell into the backlog. I think the fact that they're putting forward an effort to make it the best version is really cool. But I also feel like it's Batman Arkham City. If you wanted to play that game, you would have by now.
Yeah. I hope they're not disappointed, and I hope they don't misinterpret the numbers when that game comes out and sells almost nothing.
Yeah. And then the other game that Warner Brothers showed was the new version of Scribblenauts. What was it called? Scribblenauts Unlimited or something like that?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, great, Scribblenauts. Do we need to say any more about it? It was Scribblenauts.
It looks kind of cool how they were, like, attaching wheels to a dog, so I'm looking forward to attaching wheels to a dog.
Yeah, it looks cool. You could summon in multiple items and then, like, stitch them all together, basically. Yeah. But, you know, I have Scribblenauts on my iPad. I never bought it for the DS.
Isn't there some sort of, like, adventure mode on this one?
It looks like it.
They seem to imply that,
it looks
kind
of cool. I could see that being a better take on it than just the standalone puzzles.
Is this going to be on a 3DS? Because it was part of that sizzle reel.
I think it's on both.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the trailer, I noticed it said on the bottom it shows like all the consoles, and it showed Wii U and 3DS logos. So
yeah, so it'll...
There'll be different versions, I'm sure, but it's there.
Right.
Okay, so then we got a sizzle reel. So that's exciting.
With what? Okay, so most of these games are known quantities. Darksiders 2, Mass Effect 3, that's a game that came out in March.
It's great that... I mean, this is the kind of franchise they need to make sure they get on the console. That's exciting, but... Let's focus on the next one, not the previous one. So
let's put it this way. Not many people bought Mass Effect 2 on the PlayStation 3 because the first game was exclusive to Xbox.
Exactly.
So what does that say for the third one? No one's going to play the third game in a series, just the third, especially one that had such a shitstorm come up around it as soon as it launched.
Yeah.
Like, no, who's going to want to play that?
So, I mean, if they were porting Mass Effect Trilogy... That's a difference.
Yeah, that's what they should have announced. They should have announced some kind of box set. You get all three Mass Effect games for, like, I don't know, whoever, who cares what the price is. But, you know, do that. Give me that. So the Nintendo gamer who's never played any of the Mass Effect games, in theory, can sit down and play the whole series on one console.
The funny thing is, what we're saying really applies to more than just Mass Effect 3. Darksiders 2, Ninja Gaiden 3, Assassin's Creed
3. Yeah, those games are a little more... Those games can kind of stand on their own. Mass Effect is pretty specific in that your character moves from game one to game two.
Yeah, you're
game
absolutely
three.
Right. Mass Effect specifically
it's more integrated.
It's a horrible idea to bring the third one over by itself. A trilogy would have been a lot better idea. But yeah, Assassin's Creed 3 is kind of, I mean, that's an ongoing story, and I'm excited about it, and it makes more sense than Mass Effect. But they're trying to sell this franchise starting with the third game, and... You know, Nintendo, people who only play games on Nintendo consoles aren't going to just jump at the chance to jump into a new series at the third installment.
Yeah.
Although, to be
Assassin's
fair,
Creed,
Resident Evil...
Maybe,
Resident...
I'm going to get Assassin's Creed, and I had no interest in the first two, but just because I'm interested in the historical setting of the third one.
To be fair, the same could have been said for Resident Evil 4, and that worked out pretty well, so... Anyways...
No. And then the other games in here were all other known quantities. Like, it looks like some kind of special version of Ninja Gaiden 3, Razor's Edge subtitle, and except for this one game from Namco, which is the stupidest name. It's just Tank, Tank, Tank! Exclamation point!
I thought that was a Battalion Wars game for a half second until I remembered I was looking at a third party sizzle reel.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that. It looked fucking stupid. You could, like, picture people's pictures were above their, like, pictures of their faces were above their tanks, and they were shooting something. I don't know. It looked really dumb to me. What did you guys think of it?
Well, the only thing I'll say about this entire sizzle reel, and I got two things. One, there are a lot less games than other sizzle reels Nintendo has shown in the last few years. There were only, like, what, 5 or 6? Instead of, other systems?
7.
Oh, 7? Well, yeah, but, like, the...
Most of them were shown in last year's sizzle reel.
And it's not nearly as good as the 3DS sizzle reel from 2 years ago, which had, like, 20 games in it.
Most of which either never came out or changed dramatically before they did, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but I mean, it built hype, which is the really important thing. And the other thing is...
This is true.
I was just gonna say, Mass Effect 3 is... It seems like an instance where they're not doing it to make a Wii U game. They're doing it to make a quick buck. Like, it's just painfully obvious.
Yep.
Yeah, Nintendo probably said, well, we really want a major franchise, so we'll give you a, we'll cut you a deal on the licensing or some shit like that, and now they have Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
Okay, so next we got, this is, at this point, this is where I think things started to take a really big nosedive. When we started talking about Wii Fit U, I mean, they'd been slowly going down, like, Pikmin, Mario, great, and then, you know, we'll show you some third-party stuff, and you know, Batman looks really good, at least, and it's a big IP to have. And but then after that, like, I thought this system was supposed to be for hardcore gamers, and here we are talking about Wii U. Or not Wii U, Wii Fit U.
I think Nintendo, while they've talked big game about wanting to get the hardcore gamers back on board, they're so terrified of losing the market that they gained with the Wii, they had to put something in there.
They spent so much fucking time on this thing, though.
They really, really did.
Like, they said up front that they were pressed for time, and then there were a couple things throughout the press conference that they spent inordinate amounts of time on.
And then they went 15 minutes.
Wii Fit U was the first one of them.
Yeah, and then they went 15 minutes over. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Wii Fit U, great. It's more of the, I mean, it's more of the same.
It looks like the gamepad can add a couple of cool things, maybe. I mean,
The coolest thing they showed was that it comes with a pedometer,
you can upload the data,
sync up your runs to it. I don't understand why. I hope I can use my 3DS for that. There better be an app for it. The 3DS has an IR port. The controller has an IR port, so I better be able to do that.
You shouldn't even need to use the IR for that. The 3DS and the Wii U should just seamlessly talk to each other all the time, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, there was no mention of that at all, so who knows if that'll even happen. Yeah. I think it's an inevitability, but it sounds like it's not going to happen right away.
I
love Lindy's notes. Terrible promo video.
We're using John Lindemann's notes as our basis for our show notes, and he had included things like terrible promo video and spraying water.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff looked interesting, like that bobsled, like, luge thing looked kind of neat, but again, it's Wii Fit. Especially what they showed from this one, seemed like a collection of minigames. And that's what Wii Fit is.
Yeah, anyway, let's move on to something really good like... Oh, wait, never mind. We have a...
This is my favorite part of the conference.
Next
this
we have
is,
Sing.
This is the low point. This is the low point in the entire conference, if you ask me. Sing.
It's basically a karaoke machine, so great.
It's a fun karaoke machine, and you can hold the tablet up and read the words off the screen. The big innovation is that you no longer have to face the television while singing. You can face your friends. Oh boy!
Okay. How is this thing supposed to provide feedback?
And then at certain, it's not gonna. It's just karaoke. Oh. It's not judging your performance or anything. From what I could tell, it just looked. And I love how like the guy, like the poor guy at Freestyle Games, was like, "We think this is gonna be so great, and all your friends are gonna have so much fun with it." Fucking nobody is gonna play this game. Nobody. I don't know a single person who is gonna get 7 people over to their house so you can sing karaoke, and then every now and then words show up on the television that everyone is supposed to sing along with. No one is going to do this.
I can kind of see what
no one does this.
I can kind of see what they're trying to go with. Like this feels to me like it could have been the same kind of pitch for the Just Dance before that launch, because Just Dance seemed like the stupidest idea in the world too, and that really took off. It seems like they're trying to like get in on the ground floor of some sort of trend before it starts. But this is not it.
They should have called it Just Sing.
Yeah, they probably should have called it that.
Like, I bet I wouldn't be surprised if Ubisoft has a trademark on that, just so no one else can take it.
Probably, yeah. But,
yeah, I mean, that's because in Just Dance, that's literally all you have to do. You just have to dance. You don't even have to do it correctly. You just have to waggle the remote around, and you get points.
I'm a guy who, more than anything else in Rock Band, loves to sing. I love it. I find that to be a lot of fun. I have no interest in this game. I don't want to... First of all... Rock Band works better because I have my own personal like library of music that I've been building up to fit my tastes, for one. And I seriously doubt that the library that comes with Sing, based on Call Me Maybe, is going to really fit what I want to sing along to. But secondly, it just doesn't sound like there's much of a game there. It just kind of seems like it's okay.
It's just a karaoke machine.
It's a karaoke machine.
Yeah. Rock, what makes Rock Band great is that Nintendo has been pumping this asynchronous gameplay up thing forever. Rock Band has been doing asynchronous gameplay for years. One person's playing bass, one person's playing drums, guitar, keys, singing. Everyone is doing something different, and that's what makes it fun.
Yep, absolutely.
In a group setting, at least. When you're playing Rock Band alone, you're probably just playing one instrument and you're going for high scores. But when you're playing it in a group, no one cares about score. It's just fun that you're all playing this together and you're all doing something completely different.
Absolutely.
And this isn't that. This is just Sing. Oh, that video was so bad. Lindy's note on this one says, horrible promo video.
He also noted that there were friends dancing along. Yeah.
Because everyone just does that. God, it was the stupid. It was like the most forced-looking video I've ever seen.
The most forced-looking video I've ever seen came Sunday night with a horrible Zombie U Miiverse.
No, the Zombie U thing at least was kind of funny and campy in a weird way. This was just fucking dumb.
Maybe you're right. They're both pretty awful.
Alex, do you have any thoughts on the groundbreaking title Sing?
Hey, wait, no, groundbreaking working title.
Working title. So maybe it will be just Sing by the time
it
comes out.
Well, I did notice that, I think I noted this on the Twitter feed since I was doing that. Every ethnicity and gender was covered in that promo video, including some dudes, which, I mean, if that's what you're into, go ahead. But it just seemed really out of place that there was as many dudes as girls in there.
Well, it depends on the song, like... Some dudes will sing along to, like, I don't know, Led Zeppelin or Metallica.
That was not Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, but there's not going to be any of that in here.
No, like, Call Me Maybe is not the song that choose to sing.
I heard of this meme, like, weeks before. I just heard of this song today. I did not know this meme that I've been seeing everywhere is based on a song.
There's a meme for this?
There's a meme where, like... There's this meme going around where, like, they put up a picture and it says, "This is crazy, but I know we just met, but," and then something stupid is, like, on the bottom of the meme. Yeah.
Excellent.
So I guess that's based on this song, which I had no idea of until today.
Fantastic.
Well, right, so next we got some 3DS stuff.
I thought it was, I'm not even sure why they bothered with this. Like, they made a point of taking time out of their valuable schedule to say, hey, we're not going to really have time for 3DS stuff, and then they still spent like 10 minutes on it.
Yeah, it seemed weird. Like, when he came out, I thought, okay, well, and then he said, I'm going to show you three games, and I said, oh, okay, well, yeah, just pick the three biggest titles, and that kind of made sense. So we got New Super Mario Bros. 2.
Right.
Which is, what, the fourth game in the series?
This will be the third game in the series.
New Super Mario Bros. 2, which is actually the third game. Brilliant.
This is actually called Super Mario Bros. Advance 8.
Gold edition, because everything in this game is gold.
It looks like there's just coins exploding from everywhere, which doesn't look that fun. I don't know.
Yeah, it didn't look fun at all.
I'm going to play it because I'm more excited about this game than I am for the Wii U version, just because I think this type of game lends itself well to handheld. So I'll kick back on the couch, we'll watch some fucking Desperate Housewives or something that my wife puts on TV, and I'll play Mario. And that's great. Like, that's how I play video games almost exclusively these days, is whatever I can play on my 3DS while we're watching Netflix is what gets played.
So the Wii U is really the system for you, then?
Yeah, that's the reason I'm excited about Wii U. I said Pikmin is really why I'm buying the system. Why I'm buying the system is because there's almost, like, no time for me to monopolize television at this point in my life. Like, it just doesn't happen that often. Like, maybe a couple hours on a weekend morning while my wife's sleeping in, or maybe while she's trying to get some work done. But for the most part, if we're both hanging out, we're probably watching TV, or she looks at me like, are you almost done? So, I'm excited about New Super Mario Bros. 2 just because it'll be a great handheld game. It's the kind of game that shines on handheld more than on.
I played the first one and I thought it was enjoyable. I thought it was painfully short, but it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
But
that gold thing, what do you make of that? The coins are everywhere, and Mario's got a gold suit, and there's gold Koopas.
I
don't know.
I actually do kind of like that they're bringing back the raccoon suit, and they have this new suit, where it's kind of like the fire flower, except now it's just making everything explode into coins, which it does kind of look cool, even if the entire gold mechanic is really gimmicky.
Yeah, I mean, it's at least it's something different, and it changes up the
It makes the game stand out a little bit more than the other one.
Yeah, so the next game they showed was Paper Mario, which now has a subtitle Sticker Star, which, I mean, it's Paper Mario RPG. It looks freaking brilliant, and I'm going to buy the shit out of it.
I haven't ever finished a Paper Mario game. I've only Mario RPG I've ever finished is the one on Super NES. I think I never played the N64 one, even though I bought it on Virtual Console. I never got around to actually sitting down to play it. And then I started Thousand Year Door about three times, but just couldn't really make it through.
That's the Wii one, right?
The GameCube one.
GameCube one.
And then
I didn't make it through the GameCube or Wii ones. Really.
And then I started on Super Paper Mario for the Wii, and I just found it so text heavy that I just got bored.
Super Mario Paper Mario is, and it's not the same. It's like more of a platformer than it is an RPG. And this one is squarely an RPG now, except instead of using like all of your attacks are stickers, so you have to collect stickers in order to use attacks, I guess.
I think it's odd that there's two separate Mario RPG franchises.
Yeah, it is a little weird.
Isn't that a little odd? Like, I don't know, whatever.
Well, the other one is kind of dead now.
Well, there was one that came out just like a couple years ago.
Yeah. When did that? That was Bowser's Inside Story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of pretty old now, though. But I guess Paper Mario has been dormant for a while,
I mean,
too.
I don't know that either of them are vibrant, but neither of them are dead, really. I don't know. I'm not going to complain because the more the better, but it just seems like a little weird that there's two completely separate Mario RPG franchises with very different aesthetical differences, but they're both very funny. The writing in both of them is generally pretty spot on.
Yeah. And then the other game we got for 3DS was more of Luigi's Mansion, which
it's like
now is
Dark
a subtitle
Moon.
That I can't remember.
Yeah. It was Dark Moon. Dark Moon.
Dark Moon, that's it. Interesting title. I mean, this is still my most hyped for 3DS game.
I still haven't
right
really
now.
Ever,
has been since last E3.
I still haven't really ever played through the GameCube version. I played through it like for maybe a couple hours, but I never finished it. I'm looking forward to the 3DS one because once again, that's the console that I'm using the most anymore. So if I want to play a video game, I'll probably get it on 3DS. So I'll probably get all of these games.
I mean,
really.
I'm looking forward more to Paper Mario, definitely, because the first two Paper Marios are some of my favorite games just in general. But I'll probably buy Luigi's Mansion because there will likely be 2 months in between 3DS games when this comes out. And I'm going to really want something to play when this comes out. Probably, I guess, September or October.
I would guess October, given the Halloween-ish, or the scary theme, rather. Oh, and we forgot to mention New Super Mario Bros. 2 is out in August.
August 9th.
So that's our
August
big
19th,
summer
I believe they said.
Yeah, that's our big summer game, I guess.
They did make a point of mentioning that Paper Mario will be available digitally and retail-y. Retail-y?
Retail-y?
Digitally and at retail.
And then we got a sizzle reel. My internet cut out for a brief minute, so I didn't get to see any of these. So you guys will have to tell me how these games looked. First up was Castlevania Lords of Shadow, Mirror of Fate,
I'm a big fan of the Castlevania games that have been on the handhelds before, but this one doesn't
look good.
It doesn't really.
Is it a 2D game?
This looks really bad.
It didn't look good. Like, the graphics didn't look good. And I don't know. I mean, I'll probably wait to see more on it, because I really want to like this game. But I'm not really invested in the Lords of Shadow franchise. Like, I didn't play the one before. I have it. Once again, it's on my backlog, because it requires use of the television. So, I haven't played a lot of games that require use of the television in the last year.
Is it a Metroidvania game, or is it something different?
Lords of Shadow is not. I don't think it is, and I don't know what this new one is going to be. It looks like it's kind of faux 2D, like 2.5D, so we'll see.
All right, moving on. Disney Epic Mickey, Power of Illusion, a game that I am excited about. How did that look?
I thought Mickey looked like he moved surprisingly slowly in that, but they didn't show for very long, so that was just like a real quick take reaction.
And this is the one where you can draw things on the bottom screen and have them appear on the top screen.
Oh, see,
so
I didn't even
almost a little bit.
I didn't even notice that in the video.
Oh, I might have not shown it, but yeah, it's kind of like almost like a Scribblenauts kind of, except instead of words, you're actually drawing things.
Did either of you play the original Castle of Illusion? Yeah.
The Genesis game. I did not.
I just played through that, and considering that this is really, it's not a, but it's really directly inspired by the original. It plays
spiritual
exactly
successor.
The same. in the sense that the platforming does look pretty decent, but it also does kind of look like a Genesis game.
Yeah, it does. It really did give that vibe.
Yeah, I think it'll look a lot more impressive on the screen because it's got, like, you know, multiple planes of 3D depth and parallax scrolling and all that cool shit going on. So it should look a good deal better on the 3DS.
I would hope.
And then there was Scribblenauts Unlimited, which we kind of already saw on the Wii U, and then Kingdom Hearts 3D, which is, from what everything I've heard, is kind of like a real full-on Kingdom Hearts game, not like one of these weird side stories with a nonsense title. Well, does this one though? Isn't this Dream Drop Distance or something like that?
Dream Drop Distance.
God, it's fucking Square. You know, for the longest time, that Final Fantasy game, I thought it was Threat Rhythm. Because when you see all the letters, like, you know how when you read, you only really look at the first and the last letters, and then the middle is just a jumble, and you can still read it.
Well, this is not.
I thought this was Threat Rhythm, and then I'd heard someone pronounce it Feet Rhythm, which is actually how you'd think it was pronounced. But then I heard someone from Square pronounce it Theater Rhythm. It's supposed to be like theater and rhythm put into one word.
I always thought it was Theater Rhythm.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be Theater Rhythm.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Thanks, Square.
Fucking dumb.
You know what, though?
God.
It's nothing compared to 358 over 2 days. Like, that is the worst video game title ever devised by the human brain.
Yeah, Square's got a lock on the niche market of games with fucking dumbass titles.
Anyway, yeah, let's move on, because there's...
Yeah, that the next game was...
I was really hoping to, I guess, I was really hoping to see something on 3DS that we haven't seen yet, and we may still.
We'll see, yeah. Hopefully we'll see that tomorrow, and hopefully it'll be a fucking goddamn Metroid game for me to play. That's all I want.
I want a Metroid, I want a Zelda,
I want Metroid 5. Just give me Metroid 5.
I want a Pikmin game on 3DS, but I know how likely that is.
Yeah. Wait, Lego City Undercover was the next big game they showed. Again, my internet was out, so I caught about, like, the last, like, minute of this video reel.
This game actually looked a lot better than I would have expected based on what they told us last year. It kind of looked like a parody of many games, like, combined. There's clearly some GTA things going on here because it's an open world game in a big city. And you're solving crimes, and there was, like, some Matrix spoofs going on, and it looked pretty funny. Like, the writing looked pretty humorous. I don't know how actually funny it'll be, but they clearly are going for that sort of Lego vibe. But there's actually voice acting in this one as opposed to the Lego franchise games. So I don't know. Yeah, this game looks pretty interesting. I'm kind
of
curious.
From what I saw, I was pleasantly surprised. It looks like a send-up of GTA, which is a good idea. GTA could use a good parody.
You know, they have all these Lego games that take on movie franchises. Why not just have Lego games that take on video game franchises too?
Yeah, and do you play like kind of like a detective in this? Is that what I got from it?
Yeah, you play a cop and you have to use the...
So it's kind of like L.A. Noire almost, but with Lego.
Yes, yeah, basically. That's...
Brilliant.
No, like, there's a lot of different types of gameplay. There was, you know, climbing on buildings, and there was fighting, and yeah, it looks pretty cool. But then there's still enough in there that it definitely still looks and feels like the old Lego games as well.
Yeah. And then we had a... series of games from Ubisoft come out. Let's see. Starting with Just Dance 4. Fucking who cares? Where you can, as the puppet master, you can put up dance moves on the pad and make your friends do them and hold them for inordinate amounts of time.
I think this is far more important than you're giving it credit for. Because, let me tell you why. And you know what I'm going to say. This is the exact moment when Reggie stopped trying to be funny accidentally and started looking for attention.
Yes. No, he did have that "my body is ready"
quote. And
that
was okay.
Right?
And like that zombie you thing, I will admit I was dying when he said I like French food. But
yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty funny.
That,
actually,
they had some people ripping it up. Do some research about what he's like, or he just found out what people think of him, and then he played off of that, which kind of gave it a cheapness to me.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, it started with the "my body is..." First of all, I can't believe he said "my body is ready" when he should have said "my body is Reggie," but... that's, I mean, that's the meme that the Nintendo nerds use. We don't,
and then
our bodies aren't ready,
said,
they're Reggie.
Which I kind of like, well, it started with, like, "I am a purple Pikmin." That was what he started with. And then my favorite Reggie quote from the entire thing was that being a puppet master was kind of like being the president of Nintendo of America, which... I don't know if he intended it this way.
Brilliant.
But was he, like, insulting his entire fan base?
Probably. I mean, you know, I think he was having fun with it,
well,
that's
he didn't
for sure.
mean it, obviously, but that's how it really came off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, yes, they also had showed us Zombie U, which I guess there had been some talk yesterday about, like, why this game has such a stupid name. Apparently the first game that Ubisoft ever published was called Zombie, Z-U-M-B-I.
Well, do you remember when the GameStop... or was it Blockbuster? I think it might have been Blockbuster. Their Wii U launch lineup was leaked about, what, a month ago, and one of the games on there was just called Zombie, which a lot of people were like, well, that's clearly not the actual title of a video game that's coming out. So, but you know what? They actually weren't too far off.
Yeah, yeah. So they seem to get it right. And this is the game that was Killer Freaks from Outer Space. This game looks really, really... really interesting to me, and it's. I hope it's good. I hope it's not another Red Steel.
Well, I think you know they run the risk. If they're making a zombie game, they're running the risk of just sort of like getting immediately dismissed because of the overabundance of that genre. But
yeah, the generic title doesn't help.
Yeah, exactly. The generic title is just drives that point home even more. But I thought the game. You know, I think it looks pretty good. I think there's still a lot more we need to see on it, but they clearly have kind of a cool idea, and we'll see how well it plays out. I think it reeks a little bit too hard of let's try to make the one token hardcore game on the system, but we'll see. I thought the trailer the other day looked really cool.
Yeah, there was something interesting I read about it that supposed, I don't know if this is official or not, but it supposed that, like, the, and they kind of maybe pointed at this in the trailer, like the gamepad is your zombie survival kit, and it's got everything you need to survive. And there was some brainstorming in that maybe when you die in this game, that's it, you become a zombie, and then you respawn as a different person, and then you have to go track down your zombie self and get your kit back.
Oh, that would be
that
really
would be awesome.
Cool. That would be a
so
really
I hope
cool
that's true.
Mechanic.
I really hope that's true.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, and then what else did we show? They got Assassin's Creed 3, which...
They didn't really show anything
like
new on that.
Creed
it just
3,
looked like
no.
the same video we'd seen on that before.
We can probably skip the rest of these games. They were all covered at
they
the
had a sizzle.
Ubisoft
they had
press
a sizzle,
conference.
Sizzle reel, and nothing really looked all that interesting.
And then we get on to
the last hour
the end
of the
conference, where this is where they haven't shown anything. They haven't shown Retro's game yet. So going in, I was like, okay, now we're going to see Retro's game. What the fuck is Retro working on? I can't wait to see it. I hope it's something awesome. And then we see something totally different. We see Nintendo Land!
Which started exactly... It sounded exactly like how a Smash Bros. Reveal would happen. And then ended up being exactly the opposite.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're dead on there. I was like, oh, cool, we got some sort of, like, adventure game with multiple characters from the Nintendo universe. And no, we get Wii Sports. That's what we get.
Yeah, it's more fucking minigames. And minigames killed the Wii.
Well, this is exactly what they show. This is basically the 2011 E3 minigame collection put into a pretty bundle. Which definitely needed to happen. Like, I think it was pretty clear that those minigames we saw at E3 last year were going to end up in some sort of a Wii Sports-like bundle. And they have it. And if they don't just install this on every system, they're crazy. But...
They won't. I don't think they will.
But they spent so much time talking about it.
They spent, like, again, this is the other part of the press conference where it's like they're so pressed for time, and here they spent, like, it seemed like 15 minutes, like literally a quarter of their time was spent on this collection of minigames. They got into that description of how the Luigi's Mansion game works, which is basically just Pac-Man Versus, and they spent, like, 7 minutes just explaining every little intricate detail of the gameplay mechanics.
Now, that looks like a lot of fun, but I'd rather have Pac-Man Versus, and the reason for that is because you don't have to explain for 7 minutes how Pac-Man works to your friends.
Yeah, everyone knows.
You say,
it's Pac-Man.
You play Pac-Man, and I'm going to be a ghost and come chase you down, and that's all you need to explain. Like, I appreciate them wanting to elaborate on the concept, but there's a reason Pac-Man Versus worked so well, because everyone already knows how to play Pac-Man. You don't need to explain it for 10 minutes, which is what they had to do with this Luigi's Mansion thing, which, to be honest, it looks like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to playing this, but it just does not seem like good use of their time today.
Yeah, especially like because like they said up front, they had so little time to get on. I don't know why Nintendo always takes this third spot. I guess they like going last, but it gives them a half hour less than Sony and Microsoft do for their press conferences.
I wouldn't have minded seeing Legend of Zelda Battle Quest, which is one of the other mini games, but we didn't.
Yeah, they also showed you could see Samus's visor was in there somewhere, yep. So there'll be some kind of Samus game.
And there was a Donkey Kong obviously. One, Donkey Kong's Crash Course.
Yeah,
which looked interesting. Takamaru's Ninja Castle game. Was the Throwing Stars one, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think...
And why'd they brought out those, like, cardboard, like, tents on stage? Why were they doing that?
They just have to put them away after. And it did nothing for the entire thing.
It did nothing, yeah.
They launched fireworks, and no one clapped.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, the games in this look pretty fun, and I'm probably gonna enjoy playing them when it comes... When it damn well better come with the system, either on a disc or installed.
They didn't say that, so I don't think it
they
will.
They just called it a launch title.
I think this damn well better come with the system, or I think they're crazy. So I'm going to go ahead and work under the assumption that they're not crazy, and that this game comes with a system in some capacity. Because I think it has to. I think it has to. Or no one's going to buy it. None of us are going to buy it. Like, would you buy this game standalone?
For 20 bucks?
For 20 bucks, maybe. For full $50 or $60 price point?
No, no way in hell.
No way in hell. But if this comes with a system, I think it could be a lot of fun, and it gives you something to do while you're waiting for... You know, Mass Effect 4, Batman Arkham City 2, and all the actual third-party games that we're all really looking forward to.
Yeah, the smart move would be to include it with the system and then make more attractions available as DLC.
Oh my god, wouldn't that be smart?
Yeah,
that's exactly what Microsoft would do. That's exactly what Sony would do. And it's not like I want to see them become Microsoft or Sony. That's not what this is. But just, you've got to wake up and start acting like it's not 2002 at a certain point.
Yeah. Yeah, and then this is the last game they showed. Like, I guess they wanted to show it last because they had to bring those cardboard fucking things out on stage for God knows what reason. But
well, do you remember last year when, or maybe the year before when they didn't announce Pikmin 3 during the press conference, but during the developer roundtable they let it leak that it was in development. I still think
they didn't let it leak because people asked, like 50 people asked them about it, and they were like, well, they got to say something.
I still feel like there's possibility of after this press conference is over. Getting some sort of big game announcement, and maybe it'll happen.
That is where we,
you know,
that is where we got Smash Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you know,
that's where Brawl came out.
We still may get some big news yet, and we're planning on putting out a few more Connected Byte episodes this week. Yet, I think Scott's gonna take reins on organizing that. I hope so. And so we have more to talk about. E3's not over. I think we're all a little disappointed. I think I'm less disappointed than you two guys are. Like I really expected more, but.
I expected a hell of a lot more. I didn't expect them to waste half of their press conference on minigames and fitness bullshit. I thought they were trying to get away from that image, and all they did was drive it home.
I don't know. But hopefully more news yet. Hopefully we're probably going to have another reaction show based on the 3DS presentation tomorrow night, and that should be cool. Hopefully. I mean, I fully expect there's got to be some new things announced during that press conference. Something... That we're looking forward to.
God, the 3DS conference better save this thing, because right now I do not give a shit at all. I mean, I know it's not going to save my opinion of the Wii U, but at least give me something good to come out of E3, please.
It's been a pretty lousy conference. Like, we didn't have a reaction show to the other Microsoft and Sony press conferences, but I think right now Sony's looking at, like, they have the best press conference, and they didn't really have that great of one either. They had a couple of interesting... They had, you know what they had? They had two or three really interesting titles that we either hadn't seen much about... Or hadn't heard about it at all, and they showed him.
And then they wasted like 20 minutes on that stupid book, but whatever.
Yeah, they did. Everyone.
That stupid book that will print money for them because J.K. Rowling's name is on it.
No one's perfect, but yeah, that will actually probably print money for them. But anyway, let's wrap this up here. Let's not dwell too long on this press conference. Final thoughts?
I mean, my final thought. Well, I'll let Alex go first.
All right, thank you. Two things. One. There are going to be news stories in the coming days about how far Nintendo's stock is going to drop. It's going to happen. It's not going to be a pretty sight. The other thing. If you have been following our site, we have this feature going where we're all doing these bingo cards, and we're all putting all these, oh, Donkey Kong Country 3DS, and, oh, Wii U title and price, Wii U... release date and price announced. there are going to be a lot of unfilled bingo slots in that feature.
Yeah, is there a prize for the staff member with the least squares filled out?
That's what you should be going for now.
Yeah. I never got my bingo card finished. I started it, but I had Photoshop issues. I'm kind of glad that I did, because I would have been really disappointed at this point. Mike,
yeah, it's,
thoughts?
I mean, I am sorely disappointed in this thing. They didn't show any first-party hardcore games at all. At least a couple years ago, they like gave us like a 30-second sizzle reel of, oh yeah, Team Ninja's doing a Metroid game. Granted, that Metroid game only turned out to be like, all right. I personally kind of really liked Other M, but...
But it made E3 really awesome.
But it made really... Because at the end, they were like, oh, all this stupid shit in the press conference. And at the end, they were like, don't worry, Team Ninja's making a Metroid game. And everyone was like, all right, great. There's even a Penny Arcade comic about it. Like, where they're sitting through the conference and they're like, this is stupid. And then at the end, they go, Team Ninja Metroid, and Gabe and Taiko are like Gabe is holding Taiko in his arms, and like, there's a rainbow, and they're both crying. And it's like, that's how I wanted this one to end. Like, they didn't show anything. They had no... This is Nintendo's continual problem, is that they want to appeal to all these markets, but the only way to get developers to make games for all these markets is for the first party to make those games as well. Shooters sell well on Xbox because Microsoft made Halo. Action games sell well on PlayStation because Sony makes God of War. Like, that's how it's worked since the beginning of the industry, basically. The first party kind of defines what the platform is about, and the third parties take the ball and run with it.
Well, and even more so, Microsoft and Sony don't have particularly strong first-party presences. So what little they've done has set the tone pretty dramatically. Nintendo has a monstrous first-party presence. They should be setting the tone to a monstrous degree, and they're not at all.
Yeah,
well,
they
are.
Developers,
well, they
are.
It's just that we're getting Carnival
games
as a result.
Yeah, they showed us all these. They have all these studios. What are they all working on? They only showed us like 3 or 4 first party games. Anyways, that's my thought. I'm severely disappointed, and I look forward to Wednesday night to hopefully salvage something.
I'm
going to
end this on a positive note. Pikmin 3 looks great. I can't wait to play it.
Pikmin 3, yes.
I'm super excited about Pikmin 3. I'm super excited about it. I'm really excited about Wednesday night as well. That's my super positive end note, as I'm really excited about the next press conference. All right, guys.
Well, why do we keep getting our hopes up?
Let's wrap this up. Thanks for joining us on Connectivity, Connectibytes. Stay tuned for more Connectibytes this E3 week. Stay tuned to the RFN feed. I saw an email come through. They actually already have their press conference reaction show live as we're recording.
Yeah, it went up about halfway through our recording.
Yeah, so go figure. They're on
but
the
theirs
ball.
Theirs only been like 15 or 20 minutes, and we've got almost a solid hour here.
So send us your emails. How did you like the press conference? Maybe, you know, we get a lot of crap for being too negative on here, so if you think we're too negative, tell us what you liked about the press conference. You know, we're happy to read listener mail, and we'll respond to it probably on a future episode in the next coming week or so. I'm sure we're going to have a listener-focused 3D or I'm sorry, listener-focused E3 episode before too much longer. So, with that said, thanks for joining us.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.